With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Missoula police have a, quote, person of interest they want to interview after a box containing the bones and teeth of three children was found in a shed of a Missoula home in September. A cleaning crew found the box when a tenant was evicted from the property. Missoula Police Sergeant Travis Welsh tells the Missoulian the person they want to interview is not a suspect. Testing determined that the children were between the ages of 2 and 10 years old. It was unclear when they died. The remains have been submitted to the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System. Welsh says the agency would try to test the remains for DNA to see if the children are related and if the results match any missing children's cases. A judge has ordered the continued detention of a Kalispell man authorities captured after he fled to Mexico while facing charges of illegally exporting handguns from the United States. U.S. Magistrate Judge Jeremiah Lynch yesterday ordered 37-year-old Eric Daniel Doyle held pending further proceedings. He faces 44 counts of illegal gun exports and related crimes. He's pleaded not guilty. A trial date has not yet been set. Doyle was captured last month in Sonora, Mexico, and returned to Montana. Authorities allege he ran an elaborate scheme to export handguns to customers in countries with restrictive gun laws.
With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. More than 25,000 Montanans have enrolled in health insurance plans through healthcare.gov since the enrollment period opened in November, according to the latest federal data. About a quarter of those signed up in just the last week. The last day to apply for coverage for 2018 is Friday, December 15th. Last year, more than 50,000 people in Montana signed up for health exchange plans during the 13-week enrollment period. The Trump administration shortened this year's period to just over 6 weeks. That period ends this Friday. Montana's congressman today voted for a bill that would allow bicycles in wilderness areas. Nikki Ouellette reports the bill is drawing mixed reactions.
U.S. House Resolution 1349 would allow non-motorized bicycles, strollers, wheelbarrows, game carts, and motorized and non-motorized wheelchairs in federally designated wilderness areas. Congressman Greg Gianforte sits on the House Committee on Natural Resources, which narrowly approved it for a full House vote. But Big Sky Country wilderness advocates say the bill undermines local efforts to find compromise between backcountry users. John Todd is the conservation director for the Montana Wilderness Association.
There are very few places in Montana, places like the Bob or the Selway Bitterroot, where for 50 years we've made it a habit to leave our technology and our machines at the trailhead and experience these places as if we were the first people to ever set foot there. And that's what our wilderness areas are.
Todd adds that even national mountain biking groups have come out against the bill. But some wilderness users, like David Nicholson, says the Wilderness Act could benefit from some clarification about what's considered permissible travel.
I would like to see that passed in its current form, you know, or at least some variant that does make it clear that hand cycles or off-road wheelchairs are allowed.
Nicholson, a part-time Whitefish resident, is paralyzed from the waist down and uses a three-wheeled off-road hand cycle to access the Bob Marshall Wilderness and Glacier National Park. Wheelchairs are allowed in wilderness areas, but Nicholson says managers often don't know how to handle some of the newer forms of adaptive recreational transport.
When it comes to an off-road hand cycle, you're kind of straddling the line because it is sort of half wheelchair, half hand cycle.
The bill now moves to the House floor for a vote. No date has been set yet for that. The Senate is also considering legislation that would allow local officials to determine all permitted uses for non-motorized travel. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
Wildlife managers in the Bitterroot ecosystem are stepping up their efforts to document the presence of grizzly bears there. This, as bear populations around Yellowstone and Glacier National Parks appear to be spreading to new areas. Josh Burnham reports.
In 2001, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service decided to follow a, quote, natural recovery plan for grizzly bears in the Bitterroot ecosystem. That means they wouldn't reintroduce grizzlies there, but any bears that naturally took up residence would be granted protections under the Endangered Species Act. At a meeting of the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee in Missoula Tuesday, Kimberly Nelson with the Salmon Chalice National Forest reported on managers' efforts to document evidence of grizzlies in the Bitterroot.
We've deployed 120 remote cameras in the North Fork of the Locksaw, and then the Idaho Fish and Game is also collecting hair samples.
Nelson told the committee that places with credible grizzly sightings, like the Nine Mile and the Lower Clark Fork, will be prioritized for data gathering over the next 5 years. An estimated 1,200 grizzlies live in and around Glacier Park in the Northern Rockies, and the Yellowstone area is believed to be home to more than 700 grizzlies. The Bitterroot ecosystem straddles the Montana-Idaho border and points west, and includes the Selway Bitterroot and Frank Church River of No Return wildernesses. A grizzly was mistakenly killed in the Bitterroot by a black bear hunter in 2007. There have also been sporadic reports of grizzlies there, but the Bitterroot has no established population, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. With Montana News, I'm Josh Burnham.